This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Some Christian denominations have tolerated affiliation with ardently pro-abortion organizations whose goals have been to weaken Christian resolve in opposition to the abolition of abortion. United Methodists meeting in Portland, Oregon last week demanded an end to such affiliation by two church boards or agencies. Delegates voted 61-39% to break affiliation with the Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice. Hillary Clinton made a video address to an international conference in Copenhagen Thursday, pushing for unlimited abortions up to birth on a global scale. Clinton argued that such is needed to break down barriers holding back women around the world. A new Gallup poll finds that after nearly half of Americans express no opinion, 22% agree with what they think Clinton's abortion position is, 32% disagree with Clinton. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. Based on an idea that those with medical problems should be killed rather than treated, microcephaly and the Zika virus are being forged into a bludgeon against pro-life protections against abortion. With now 300 known cases of pregnant moms with the Zika virus in the U.S., Florida Senator Marco Rubio says the news should be a wake-up call for Congress to fund an answer without relying on abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.